The disastrous feature of our civilization is that it is far more developed materially than spiritually. Its balance is disturbed. Through the discoveries which now place the forces of nature at our disposal in such an unprecedented way, the relations to each other of individuals, of social groups, and of states have undergone a revolutionary change. Our knowledge and our power have been enriched and increased to an extent that no one would have thought possible. We have thereby been enabled to make the conditions of human existence incomparably more favorable in numerous respects. But in our enthusiasm over our progress in knowledge and power, we have arrived at a defective conception of civilization itself. We value too highly its material achievements, and no longer keep in mind, as vividly as is necessary, the importance of the spiritual element in life.